ചക്ഷൂരുന്മിലിതം തസ്മൈ ശ്രീ ഗുരവേ നമഃ ഗുരവേ ഗൗരചന്ദ്രായ രാധികായ തദാലയൈ കൃഷ്ണായ കൃഷ്ണഭക്തായ തദ്ഭക്തായ നമോ നമഃ വന്ദേഹം ശ്രീഗുരു വരം ശ്രീരൂപാനുഗപ്രവരം രജരസ്രസികം ച നാരായണം തം പ്രപന്നം ശ്രീഗുരു ചരണം വന്ദേ രമണ പ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ രൂപാനുഗഭക്തിദം ച കൃപാമൂർത്തി നാരായണം ഓം വിഷ്ണുപാദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീ ശ്രീമന് ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമി നിതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവേ ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശ താരിണേ ജയ ശ്രീ കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത യഥാദർശി സതി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാം ഹരേ രാം 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ സോ ഫസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ഓൾ ഐ ഓഫർ മൈ ദന്നോത് പ്രണാംസ് അറ്റ് ദ ലോട്ടസ് ഫീറ്റ് ഓഫ് അവർ സ്പിരിച്വൽ മാസ്റ്റേഴ്സ് നിത്ലായ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തിവേദാന് ശ്രീ നാരായൺ ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാജ് ശ്രീ ഗുരുദേവ് ആൻഡ് നിത്ലായ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തിവേദാന് ശ്രീ വാമൻ ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാജ് ശ്രീ ഗുരുദേവ് രൂപാനുകാരി ഗുരുവർഗ And to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis present, Dwarkarjuns, and to especially Nithlai Shivan Bhaktivedan, Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, who is a most auspicious Tirubhav Tithi, we are observing today on this Tithi. So, on this day of disappearance, there is Viraha, which is actually, what is the meaning of Viraha? Vipralamba means, Pralamba actually means meeting. And they say, no. So Vipralamba means a special form of meeting in this Viraha. There is a special form of meeting. No, because we hear that even when the gopis were separated from Krishna, still Krishna would appear to them in a spurti. And then sometimes they would meet Krishna in spurtis, in their dreams. But Krishna was always with them at all times. Similarly, on the disappearance day of a Vaishnava, we hear that although it brings so much pain to all his followers and disciples that he's no longer physically manifest, still in one form, he's always present with everyone. He never leaves anyone. Also, if you see, although the appearance and disappearance day of a Vaishnava is of equal importance and significance, still we hear that the disappearance day of a Vaishnava is actually more special than the appearance also of a Vaishnava. Because when a Vaishnava appears in this world, his glories are not known so much, except in extraordinary cases. Like when Prabhupada was born, he had this sign of a Brahmin thread draped around his chest, with tilak on 12 parts of his body. So this way they realized that he was like a born Brahmin. But in most cases, one does not realize how glorious a Vaishnava is. Also in Param Gurudev's case, we see that when he was a boy, the eagle took him now and flew away and then anyhow placed him on a lotus flower. So this way this is very extraordinary. But so therefore, when on the disappearance day of a Vaishnava, one can reflect on how glorious the Vaishnava is and how extraordinary he is. Now one can reflect on his life, on his activities, how he preached, how he taught everyone how to lead a devotional life, how he touched everyone's lives, how he touched the entire world with his words. This we can reflect on his disappearance day. And even when reflecting on his glories, we must be very careful to not just reflect on his glories from an external point of view. Rather, we must reflect on his glories from like an internal point of view. No, Gurudev would give an example that when you're seeing the Himalayas, you're seeing how high the Himalayas is. You're seeing how high it's going up into the sky. But can you see how deep it's going into the ground? Are you seeing that? You're only seeing how high the Himalayas is. Similarly, Gurudev would say that when you're speaking on the glories of Srila Swami Maharaj, you're only speaking about his external glories. How he established 108 temples all around the world. How his books were translated into all the languages of the world. Millions of his books were translated and distributed. How he met thousands of disciples. He said this is also his glorification. But still, he said, how are you trying to touch the inner part of his sadhan bhajan? Gurudev would say that when Swami Maharaj would sing these kirtans, like Gauranga Bolite Habe, this Jai Radha Madhava, and this Paroma Karuna, this Gaurangira Duti Pada, and Gaurapahu, he would weep so much. Just weeping, he would sing. So he would say that who's focusing on that, or how much he's weeping? In separation from Mahaprabhu, from Prabhupada, Radha and Krishna. Are you trying to fix your vision on that aspect of his pastimes? He said you must focus on that as well. How you would just weep while singing these kirtans. No, when he would sing Bajau Re Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhay Charanara Vindare, he was actually meditating on this name that was given to him by Prabhupada. No, Prabhupada, whenever he would give any name to any disciple, according to that devotee's swarup, according to that devotee's identity, his qualities, he would give an exact name. Like he knew that Swami Maharaj was fearless because he has taken shelter at the lotus feet of that personality whom even fear personified flees. No. Like Kunti prays to Krishna, she says that although fear personified is so scared of you, still you're scared of your mother. Similarly, Abhay Charanaravinda Das means he's the servant of that person whose lotus feet bestow fearlessness. This way Prabhupada, he gave this name to Swami Maharaj, Abhay Charanaravinda Das. He gave so many other names to his disciples according to their qualities. Like Dhanyati Dhanya Das and Siddha Swarup Das, and then so many other names like Vinod Bihari according to their qualities. So he knew that this person, he's fearless. And if you see, Swami Maharaj himself has spoken so much of it about his own early life in his conversations. No, it is said that his first meeting with Prabhupada was because of his friend, Narendra Mulik. So he had a friend called Narendra Mulik who was very aristocratic. He was from a very rich family. So Narendra Mulik, he was the one who took Swami Maharaj to meet Prabhupada. He said that, oh, there's a very nice sadhu sannyasi here. You must meet him, he said. Also, Narendra Mulik had actually hosted some of Prabhupada's disciples. At that time, Pujavad Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj, he was the first the sannyas disciple of Prabhupada. So he would go preaching all over Calcutta. So he had visited Narendra Mulik's house. And then he had spoken about Prabhupada's glories to Narendra Mulik, saying that, oh, he's a pure devotee, pure Vaishnava, we must meet him. So after listening from Tirtha Maharaj, Narendra Mulik, he took Swami Maharaj to meet Prabhupada. Therefore, throughout his entire life, Swami Maharaj had so much respect for Tirtha Maharaj. He would always say, he would always mention, oh, the senior Tirtha Maharaj. I'm so much indebted to him, he would say. And then when even Swami Maharaj was a householder, it is said that Tirtha Maharaj used to come to his house. That time, Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj, and there was Dhir Krishna Brahmachari, who later became Bhakti Swarup Parvat Maharaj. So Bhakti Swarup Parvat Maharaj and Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj, they would visit his house always. And although it is so ironic, that Swamiji's father, Gaur Mohande, he was the one who brought Swami Maharaj to this movement. No, like since Swami Maharaj was a very young boy, he would make sure that all the Vaishnavas would come and bless his son. No, he would organize the Rath Yatra festival for this young boy. He would pull the chariot. He would be so much absorbed in bhav. It is said that even once, Swami Maharaj was so sick when he was a baby. And the doctor said, he will not survive unless and until you feed him chicken soup. The doctor told the family. And like the father said, never. He said, what are you saying? He said. Then he said, no, unless you do this, he will never survive. So then like some family members of Swami Maharaj, they started becoming very scared. They thought, oh, he's a small baby. He might even die. And you're not listening to this doctor. And Gaurman said, I don't care for this doctor. Never will I even think about such a thing. So then when his father was not there, secretly, they bought this bowl actually. Swami Maharaj, with one kick of his leg, he just kicked it away when he was a small boy. 2 years old, 3 years old. He would recollect this. He would say that his sisters would tell him of this, that how he kicked away the whole bowl of thing. Even when he was 2, 3 years old, he knew that this Kali Yuga is so contaminated, then anyway Kali Yuga can come. So he kicked it away. And this way, his father was a very big influence on his life. Therefore we see that the Bhagavad Gita as it is, he dedicated to his father. No, in the beginning he has mentioned that, oh, I dedicate this book to Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu and also to my father. Because there we see. Also his mother was Rajini Devi. His mother actually departed when he was only 14 years old, his mother. And then he had his sisters. There was Bhautarani Dasi, who we all know as Bishima. And there was, he also had 2 brothers. And then he used to say that his 2 brothers, they were always so scared that they were always preparing themselves to live an old age, to like lead a very advanced life. But then actually his brothers, they passed away when in the 60s, much before him, his older brothers. Then he would tell his disciples, just see how they are. They were always making so many arrangements to lead a very comfortable life in old age, but just see how they are. They just departed without like any trace. Then he would warn his disciples. Through his own family, he would say, that just see how they passed away. So one day this will also come to you. So you must be very careful. So this way, his father had a very big influence on him. But then when Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj came to visit Srila Sai Maharaj in his house, along with Bhakti Swarup Parvat Maharaj, his father actually opposed it. It is said, Sai Maharaj said. His father thought they were sadhus on the Ramakrishna mission. He said, what are they doing here, the sadhus on the Ramakrishna mission? Because his father was very old. He could not see properly. So then his father was so protective that his son not be influenced by the Ramakrishna mission that he even thought that the sadhus from the Gaudiya Mutt were Ramakrishna sadhus. But then anyhow, Swami Maharaj, he told his father, saying that, no, don't worry, they're actually sadhus from the Gaudiya Mutt from Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur's line. It was a very near and dear associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this way, Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj, he would always bring prasad also to Swami Maharaj's house. And then Swami Maharaj would honor these remnants. And then gradually, he started developing this inclination to associate more and more with the sadhus. So that time he was managing the Bose chemical factory, he said. So then, after that, he started staying in Allahabad. So then when he started staying in Allahabad, there again, the Gaudiya Mutt sadhus, they knew that he was staying there. He was very much inclined to do seva. So then, there Atulananda Brahmachari, who later became Bhakti Kankan Tapaswi Maharaj, he would also go and meet Swami Maharaj there. And even Jajavar Maharaj also, who was a Brahmachari then, they would go and meet with Swami Maharaj there. Swami Maharaj was so impressed with them. And also, Swami Maharaj actually, although he was so senior, he met Prabhupada in 1922. But he took initiation in 1933. So his godbrothers would relate that although he was so senior to us, like in devotion, in age, he was a householder then. So any saffron brahmachari who would come, he would offer his dandavat pranams to them. Any sannyasi who would come, he would offer dandavat pranams. And he would offer them so many prayers, saying that, oh, I'm a grihasthi, I'm in samsar, please help me, leave this ashram and dedicate myself more and more in seva. So this is how he was. Just completely, he absorbed himself in that seva. And even, it is said, the deities in Allahabad were actually, when they manifested, Swami Maharaj, he played a big part. It is said he was the one who sponsored the deities. He was the one. And then he helped even in the construction of the temple there in Allahabad. So therefore, even when Swami Maharaj returned, when he came to the Kumbh Mela in 1970-71, when he came to Allahabad, the first place he visited was this Roop Gaudiya Mutt. That was the first place. Prabhupada, he established this Gaudiya Mutt there because that was the place where Rupa Goswami was instructed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami there, no, for many days. So he established Roop Gaudiya Mutt there in Allahabad, and he established Sanatan Gaudiya Mutt there in Kashi, because Sanatan Goswami, he received so many instructions there. And what did Gurudev do? He established Roop Sanatan Gaudiya Mutt, a combination of both. So this way, Swami Maharaj, he was a very active member there, helping so much in the preaching there and so many things. And then when Prabhupada came there, there was one person called Ganapati Basu. So this Ganapati Basu, he was also a godbrother of Swami Maharaj. So he was the one who told Prabhupada, saying, oh, Abhay Babu, he's helping us so much in our preaching. He's helping us so much in our preaching and everything. And then Prabhupada said, oh, I know who he is. I've noted him. From the first time I met him, I noted him, he said. And then it is said when Prabhupada would be walking on the veranda of the temple, he would be surrounded by so many sannyasis, so many brahmacharis. They would all be surrounding him. And Swami Maharaj, he was a householder then. But then when he would walk up the stairs, when he would go to meet Prabhupada, Prabhupada would be surrounded by so many disciples. But then when Prabhupada would look at Abhay Babu, immediately he would signal him out, saying, you come here. And then all the sannyasis and brahmacharis, they had to make way. And then from the end of the line, he would come. And Prabhupada would take him inside the room and speak to him for like so many hours, saying so many things there, giving him so many instructions. And then he gave him initiation also. He said, you are already initiated, but still formally I'm giving you initiation, he said. So then Prabhupada, he gave him this instruction that, oh, you must preach all around the world, especially preach there in the West, because now the West is becoming very materially prosperous, so the other countries are trying to emulate them. So if you preach there also, then everyone else will also follow. And also it is said that once Prabhupada, he was discussing in Bombay along with all his disciples regarding whom he should send to the West. So first he looked at Sridhar Maharaj. He said, oh, perhaps you should go because you're a sannyasi, you're like very senior, you're so scholarly. But then Sridhar Maharaj said, actually, I'm very reserved, he said. I cannot reach out to people as much, he said. No, that was Sridhar Maharaj's mood. So he said, oh, Prabhupada, please forgive me, he said. So then Prabhupada looked towards Narottamananda Prabhu, who was Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj. And he said, oh, you should go, he said, because you are preaching so much. Everywhere you go, you make so many devotees, helping the mission, you should go. But then Narottamananda Prabhu, he fell at the feet of Prabhupada and he started weeping so much, saying, oh, I'm like your little son, you know, without my father, how can I even tolerate this separation? I cannot. And what if I fail to carry out your mission? What if I cannot fulfill your desire? Please don't like make me leave far away from your association. No. So he started like catching all of Prabhupada's feet and weeping so much. And Prabhupada, he embraced him and he said, all right, he said. And then he looked at Abhay Babu, who was also there in Bombay. Then he said, oh, Abhay Babu, he will do this, he said. He will fulfill my desire, he said. And this way, already the seeds were being planted there. And then Swami Maharaj would say, I only met my spiritual master maybe like 9 or 10 times, he said. But even those meetings were so profound. It is said that Prabhupada, when he came to this Vrajamandal Parikrama, when he was organizing this Parikrama, he was staying in Mathura then. So then when he was staying in Mathura, Param Gurudev, Srila Keshav Goswami Maharaj, he came and he announced to some of his god brothers that Prabhupada will be giving class today. He'll be giving in the evening, he'll be giving class. But those who want to have darshan, they can go. That day the Parikrama party was going to see Sheshashayi Vishnu. So those who want to have darshan of Sheshashayi, they can go. But those who want to stay, listen to Harikatha, they should stay here. So then Swami Maharaj, he said, oh, you know, what is the use of going on darshans here and there when my spiritual master is speaking? No, I can only have darshan through my ears, not by my eyes. Sridhar Maharaj, he remarked, oh, what is the use of an eye exercise? He said, what is the use of exercising our eyes? He said, no, he said, we should rather be wrestling, he said, from the sadhu. So then he stayed there. And then again, Prabhupada, he noted how Swami Maharaj would listen so like attentively. And then Swami Maharaj said, oh, I was even chastised by my spiritual master, he said. It said once Swami Maharaj, he was looking like here and there, just like this, when Prabhupada was speaking, immediately Prabhupada pointed him out. And he said, oh, your guru is speaking and you're not giving full attention. How can you even do this? Swami Maharaj would proudly say, oh, I was chastised. And that, he said, that moment was like one of the greatest moments of my life, when I was chastised by my spiritual master. So this way, again, Prabhupada, he gave him that order. And then once there was a big assembly, and then Prabhupada, he was speaking to everyone and he said, oh, this is my desire, that this preaching expand more and more. In fact, Prabhupada's mother, Bhagavati Devi, she had actually told him also that it was your father's desire that this movement of Mahaprabhu spread everywhere. But then this desire is not being fulfilled, he said. So you must strive for this. So then Prabhupada, he looked at everyone and he said, who will take up this mission? Who will succeed? Who will preach far and wide? And then some god brothers were sitting in front of Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj. It was Nayanananda Babaji Maharaj. So when he was sitting there, Prabhupada was looking directly at him. So Nayanananda Prabhu, he thought maybe Prabhupada's instructing me. But then he looked behind and there he saw Abhay Babu. And Abhay Babu and Prabhupada, their eyes were like completely fixed at each other. Unblinking, he said. He said they were completely like fixed. He knew that Prabhupada was directly speaking to Swami Maharaj, not to anyone else. So therefore, Prabhupada, he took this mission. He took this order upon his head. That, oh, it is the order of my spiritual master that I preach everywhere. So therefore, it is said, like a devotee was recollecting, that once in Mayapur, there was a big festival going on. And then one Brahmin came. So the Brahmin, he had a Back to Godhead in his magazine. He had a Back to Godhead magazine in his hand. So then he asked some disciples of Swami Maharaj, saying, who is this personality? Where is this personality in this book? I know him, I know him. So then they were saying, how do you know him? He said, I know him. Many years before, he used to come to our temple. So this Brahmin, he was from Shantipur. He was the in charge of the Shantipur temple there. No, this Advait body. No. So he would say that every time he was in white then, he would always come and he would be weeping so much. Because that place is where Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Advait Acharya, they would meet each other and they would speak, they would discuss how to deliver all the jivas of this world. So then Swami Maharaj, he said, he would be coming and he would be weeping there. And then he said, I saw this same, and then after some years, I saw this same personality dressed in saffron cloth, he said. So that time he was a sannyasi. And then he said that one day before he was to leave, to depart to the western countries, because Swami Maharaj, he left from the Calcutta port, no? So he came here one day before and he was weeping. He was crying out, oh, please bless me. How can I change all these people? I've been given this order by my beloved spiritual master. No, please bless me, Gaur Nitai, Advait Prabhu. And he was weeping so much. And then the pujari remarked that, oh, now when I see his pictures everywhere, how he has fulfilled the preaching everywhere, now I see how successful he is in his mission, he said. Now I see that he fulfilled the order of his spiritual master, he said. And then he said, I want to meet him. But then the disciples remarked that he had already passed away. And then immediately he collapsed to the ground, saying, oh, just see, he was right in front of my eyes, but I didn't know who he was. And now I could not meet him, he said. So he says, Swami Maharaj was like praying so much. He said, even in this Radha Damodar courtyard, in front of Rupa Goswami's Samadhi, he would be brooming every day. He would be brooming and he would be crying out, saying, Ha Rupa Goswami, Ha Sanatan Goswami, Ha Prabhupada, you've given me this order, but how can I carry it out? And he would be weeping and sweeping the entire courtyard there, saying, when will you bless me? When will you bless me? It was with this desire that he said, anyhow, I should go preaching, he said. Therefore, it is said, Gurudev would remark that on the day Swami Maharaj took sannyas, he actually gave Harikatha in English, he said. At that time in Mathura, Gurudev mentioned that only one or two understood English. All the others were like Hindi speakers, no? But still he spoke in English. He said, I'm preparing myself more and more. So then Swami Maharaj, he was thinking, how can I go to the West? How can I go to the West? So then when he came to Mathura, he was distributing books there. No, he was publishing his own Bhagavatams and distributing it everywhere. And like he himself, it is said, once he was giving out books in Delhi, trying to look for someone, and a bull came charging at him. And the bull came and immediately like almost gored Swami Maharaj, you know, just pushed him aside. Swami Maharaj said, I almost died that day, he said. He said, you can imagine a 65-year-old old man there in the streets of Delhi, and this bull came charging at me, he said. But still, he said, unfazed, I got up and again I started distributing, he said. I didn't care what that bull did to me. And then once, he was standing outside a house. It was like so hot, middle of the day. He was just standing there. And then one devotee, he saw Swami Maharaj standing there. He said, Maharaj, what are you doing here in your advanced stage? Middle of the day, he had a book in his hand. He said, oh, this person, he has promised to give me 5 rupees a month. 5 rupees, he said. Therefore, I'm staying here, he said. Then that devotee said, Maharaj, I will give you 10 rupees, he said. And Swami Maharaj said, will you give me every month? But he said, I need this money every month to publish my books, he said. And he said, all right, Maharaj, I'll give you every month, but please don't stand here. So this way he would go everywhere distributing his books. There's even that famous picture of him giving a Bhagavatam to Lal Bahadur Shastri, who was the then Prime Minister of India. No, he went everywhere. So it was there when he was distributing books in Agra, there he met one person called Brijesh Agarwal. So Brijesh Agarwal, he was the one who told Swami Maharaj that if you're going to the West, then my son is there, he said. My son, he can sponsor you, he said, because you need a sponsor, no, to go there. So my son Gopal, he's there. If you write him a letter, then he can help you. So then Swami Maharaj, he contacted this Gopal Agarwal, who was staying there in America. So then he received a sponsor. But still, he was so penniless that he didn't have money to go on a flight or even on a boat. Completely penniless. He had nothing. No. He had like not a single penny with him. So he was thinking, what to do? How can I go? So then when he was traveling here and there, He went to the office of Scindia Navigation. So when he went to the office of Scindia Navigation, there he met this lady, this Sumati Murariji. No, this Sumati Murariji was a very, powerful lady. She controlled the entire company. So then he told her, saying, "Oh, I have such and such desire. My spiritual master has given me this order to go to the West. So can you help me?" he said. "Like, can you help me? Like, can you give me a free passage?" he said. "I don't have any money," he said. Then she looked at him. She said, "Are you serious?" He said, "Yes, I'm very serious." Then again she looked at him. "Are you serious?" He said, "Yes, I'm very serious." Then she said, "Old man, you will die," she said. "If you go there, you will die," she said. And he said, "No problem. Even if I die, I'll die in the service of my spiritual master," he said. So then anyhow, this everything was arranged. And then it is said that when he was leaving from Calcutta, barely two or three came to see him off. His youngest son was there actually. Vrindavan Chandra, he was there. And then, as we know, the rest is history. How he preached in America, how everywhere, how he preached, how he made so many thousands of disciples, how he translated so many books, how his movement just grew so much that no one could even imagine. No, so many devotees have so many recollections about his glorious life. How he said, "If you want to distribute any book of mine," he said, "just recite this one shloka of the Bhagavatam," he said. He said, when Krishna departed to Golok Vrindavan, even Dharma left with him. So therefore, the world was engulfed by the darkness of Kali Yuga. But this one Bhagavatam is a source of light that will guide everyone back home, back to Godhead. So just recite this verse and the meaning of this verse, and the books will all be distributed by itself, he said. So this way, we know how he inspired thousands and thousands. Actually, the first initiation ceremony the Swami Maharaj gave, he gave initiation to 10 people. And only one remained. 9 left actually. He was even discouraged by this. First 10 people he gave, only one remained. I think it was this Mukunda Maharaj. He was the only one who remained. All the others left. But still he did not care. Again and again, he kept pushing. And then it is said that even his first Bhagavatam was stolen. His typewriter was stolen. And then he knew who had stolen it also. He said, "Oh, the janitor, he has stolen this." But he said, "I could not do anything." And then anyhow, he kept pushing forward. And then anyhow, as we know, everything was arranged by Krishna. No, Krishna, he did everything for him. So therefore, Swami Maharaj, to this day, we can see how he has touched the lives of everyone. To this day, Gurudev would weep so much when he would visit all these places that Swami Maharaj had come. He'd say that, "I've come to the West for 3 reasons. To help all the disciples of Swami Maharaj." And then he said, "To see how his glories have spread far and wide, and to bathe myself in his foot dust," Gurudev said. "All these places that I'm going, I just want to bathe myself in his foot dust." When he came to 26 Second Avenue, Gurudev was weeping so much when he spoke Harikatha there. Just weeping and weeping. He could barely speak. The video is there. No, the whole time he was just using his chadar to wipe his tears. He said, "When I came to the airport, there were so many of you to receive me," he said. "So many of you with mridangas, kartalas, and so many things. But when he came, not a single person was there to receive him. No one was there. But still," he said, "he was not alone. Gaur Nityananda were with him. Prabhupada were with him. Everyone was with him," Gurudev would say. Therefore, he'd say, Gurudev, when he would say, "Swami Maharaj has not come to give anything new," some people would become upset, saying, "Why is he saying this, that our spiritual master has not come to give anything new?" Then Gurudev would say, "Because he has come to give the same thing that Mahaprabhu has come to give. This unnatojalarasam sabhakti shriyam. So if I were to say otherwise, that he has come to give something new, means he is not following in the footsteps of Mahaprabhu. So then would that be a proper glorification of Swami Maharaj?" He would say, "He has come to give that same thing." No. "Namaste Gauravani Pracharine." What is this Gauravani? Gauravani means not just to give Harinam, he said. Not just to make everyone chant the Mahamantra. He said Gauravani means that moods of Srila Rupa Goswami. Those moods of Srila Rupa Goswami he has come to give to everyone, Gurudev would say. Therefore I say that he has not come to give anything new. In this way, like today on this auspicious tithi, Srila Gurudev, he himself personally gave samadhi to Swami Maharaj. There was one disciple of Swami Maharaj called Peter Das. There's a very nice recollection where he's describing how Gurudev himself, he came and he organized everything. He told all the disciples, "Let's take him to all the 7 main temples." And then Gurudev, himself. It is said that when Swami Maharaj was placed in Samadhi, Gurudev was covering him with salt and everything. And then they asked him, what is the meaning of salt? And then he said, oh, this is because, sir, all the insects don't come and so many things. He explained everything to all the disciples. And then when there was a picture to be placed on Swami Maharaj's Samadhi, Gurudev, he took his chadar, he tore it into two pieces, and then he tied it into a bamboo stick, and then he used that as a support for Swami Maharaj's picture. And then he said, now, he said, this is the place where you, this is like the most important place for all of you, he said. So today is the auspicious Tithi, and everyone is going to Swami Maharaj's Samadhi having darshan, but still, do they realize who put Swami Maharaj into Samadhi there? Who was the instrument there? So on this auspicious Tithi, all the Vaishnavas have many fond recollections. I only pray at their lotus feet that we can be blessed with this Guru Nishtha that Swami Maharaj had in the words of his own spiritual master, at least a drop of it.
चक्षुर्मिलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च वदितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासदिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे First of all, I offer my sistang dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev. Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, Dwarupanuga Guru Varga, and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, on this Viraha Mahotsav, the Tirubhavtiti of Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, Vaishnav has ordered to offer some words, or like flowers, Puspanjali offering at his lotus feet. I felt it's inappropriate to speak before even the disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada now here with us. But Vaishnava has ordered, and I've heard some glorifications of Srila Gurudev. Therefore, and briefly, I'll try to repeat. Just as, like we heard yesterday, Param Gurudev, he has taken shelter in this month of Srimati Radharani. We know, like, all in this family line of the maidservants of Srimati Radharani, this month is very dear to them. And therefore, they have chosen this month also to take shelter, to, like, in a way, we may say, to exit this material world. They have entered into the Nitya Lila, but they're always in Nitya Lila, being the eternal associate of Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They're also actual eternal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, our Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, none different from his Gurudev, the whole world also calling him Prabhupada. And right now we know, as we're speaking now, it's not just us glorifying him. All over the world is glorifying this great personality. And a lot of the new devotees, it is undeniable that they have been introduced to this path mainly because of this great personality. So we may say this thing we have learned from Srila Gurudev. When we talk about Vaishnavas, especially our Guru Varga, then very, very clearly we have to present that they are not from any caste, any family, or from any like bloodline, but they are members of this Bhagavad Parampara. And our Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we know he's very prominent in this Bhagavad Parampara. when we talk about Bhagavad Parampara, we some devotees, some Gaudiyas, they may say that, oh, this is something invented by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This is like a new conception. But actually, it's not. And this is the eternal truth. When we talk about Parampara, this is the eternal line where all the spiritual truth, the spiritual science comes to the jiva. It's an eternal. That means it cannot be cut. And the only reason really that this parampara exists is because of Bhagavad Gurus. When we talk about Bhagavad Gurus, we're talking about the pure devotees, the living Bhagavats, none different from the Bhagavatam. So there is mostly idea of people, as we know, when we talk about parampara, we're talking about guru disciple, and really they're referring to the this Pancharatrik Diksha line. But Prabhupada is telling us that parampara really is, there is this Diksha line, Pancharatrik Diksha line. It is important to have Diksha. But even this Pancharatrik Diksha line can be cut. The moment the disciple not follow the teachings, or that so-called guru in that line also not following the teachings, they're cut from the parampara. But how this parampara continue to exist is only because of the actual, like, pure, the actually nitya siddha gurus. They're not ordinary people. They're not sadhan siddhas. They're nitya siddha parikars of the Lord. And so, like the Bhagavat coming to this world and manifesting the reality of who is the Supreme Lord, these eternal associates also coming to this world. They are the living Bhagavats. And anyone connected to them, they will be in the parampara. Whoever their guru may be, whoever they got their diksha, but they are there because of the presence of these Bhagavat gurus, then the people, the disciples, they and the living gurus, they become in line. So like right now, there's no so many new generations of gurus and disciples. The only reason really that they're being in this parampara is because of the presence of Bhagavad gurus like Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Our Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was the first one to determine really to make us understand what is this line. And he's showing our line is from Mahaprabhu through Rupa Goswami, from the Goswamis. Rupa Goswami, then after the six Goswamis, then there is Srila Narottam Srinivas Syamananda. Then after that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. There's Baladev Vidyabhushan, like this. And then Jagannath Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We all know many of this in this line, they're not direct, even Diksha disciples. But to show us that now this line is intact, because these personalities are they're like the universal gurus, that whoever can connect, then they'll be, whoever be in touch and following whatever they're teaching, then they'll be in this line. This very special line, actually, of like Rupa Goswami. So when we talk about Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada, Gurudev is showing to us what is his real glory. We know he's very glorious. There's so many like very specific like pastimes, very unique pastimes, wonderful pastimes. And especially on this day, oh, so nice to hear about these pastimes. And the whole world is like telling about this. But in essence, we have to understand that what is really his real glory? And Gurudev has pointed to us that his real glory is that he is Rupanuga. If not for him, then the world would not have known Srila Rupa Goswami, would not have known the works of our Goswamis. Who is Mahaprabhu? Like this. And also, whatever he's teaching, like Srila Swami Prabhupada, whatever he's teaching, also we would not have known if not for another Rupanuga like him to point this out. Otherwise, we'll be stuck to only looking at these external things. Of course, it's very great that he has gone on a, like a, at his old age. Who can do that at his own old age, going to the West and preaching, like sacrificing, showing what is full surrender? But more deeper than that, what is this teaching that he's giving to this world? How high this is. And he himself has shown to us, he has explained what is the glory of this real guru, especially in this line. When he explained this verse, this Nikunja Yuno Ratikeli Siddha Riyaya Libhir Yukti Rapekshaniya, he himself has explained this. This is like a direct glorification of the gurus in the caliber of these Bhagavad gurus in the line of Rupa Goswami. He said, Nikunja Yuno Ratikele Siddhar. You know, in the Nikunjas, in Goloka Vrindavan, the Nikunja in Braj is very like secret place. Not anyone can be there. There, the most intimate pastimes of Radha Krishna is going on in this Nikunja. He said, in the Nikunja, you know, Rati Keli, in this loving pastimes of the of meeting of Radha and Krishna in the Nikunjas. He said, Nikunja Yuno Ratikeli Siddhair. This meeting pastimes becomes Siddhya, becomes perfect. Why? Because of these maidservants. The dear maidservants of Radharani. And that is the identity of our guru that we're praising every day in our Guru Bhashtakam. So he himself explaining like this. Oh, our gurus are like this. By them, this very intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, which actually is perfect, he said, becomes perfect because of them. And that's why they're very dear. So that's how like great they are. And that's actually her identity in Radha and Krishna Leela. He himself is there as a maidservant. We know as Manjari. There can be many conceptions of who he is, identity, but Gurudev also has explained that really her identity is that she's a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. And like how he's been glorified in this Guru Vashtakam. So therefore, like any of the Manjaris, the great associates, maidservants of Radha and Krishna, most intimate maidservants, in Mahaprabhu Leela, they're doing also the highest service. Like Arupa Manjari now has come as Rupa Goswami and has established the Manubhishta of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, writing everything about what is really Gauravani. And this, our Gurudev has explained, this is the teaching of our Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He himself has revealed, really, we have to see what is this Gauravani. And therefore, really, if we want to follow Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, many people now try to become attracted and they try to follow. It's so much deeper than just chanting Hare Krishna. Of course, that's the ultimate activity, chanting Hare Krishna. But then we have to fully understand what is like the relationship in full sambandha, and what is like the deepest relation that Mahaprabhu has offered along with his name, because Mahaprabhu has garlanded the whole world with this, not just the holy name, but with prem. So with prem and this nam, he's garlanded. This is what he offered. And so now it's just a matter of like understanding how in proper mood, what is this instruction of Mahaprabhu? And Gurudev like making all this like endeavor for us, his disciples, is all then for the future generations as well, to be able to understand this. And then we can appreciate how glorious Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He has taught this. So Srila Gurudev has always taught us, Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesa Tanayasta Dham Vrindavanam. Our Ishtadev, Aradhya Dev is Brajendranandan Krishna. Not Narayan, not any of these like different manifestations of Godhead, of opulence, but this Sri Brajendranandan, son of Nanda Maharaj in Braj. And his Dham is Sri Vrindavan Dham. And when we talk about Arajadev, that means he is worshipable. So how do we worship him? Like the Brajabadhu, like the gopis. How they worship, that's how like we follow, and that's what Mahaprabhu is teaching. And so he said, what is our evidence? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is our pure evidence. Sri Chaitanya, he was teaching that our sadhya is this prem. Our sadhan is this bhakti. So this is like a summary. Gurudev would always like, would be happy that any, like his disciples, know this shloka. Also this dasmul of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So like this summarizes Gauravani. Of course, Gurudev explains, when we talk about Gauravani, we're talking about what Mahaprabhu has taught to Rupa Goswami. You can read this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Rupa Shiksha, in Sanatana Shiksha. These are all Gauravani. In Rai Ramananda Samvad, these are all Gauravani. Especially his Shikshastakam, these are all Gauravani. So these things, these are very precious. These are like jewels. All the tattvas that presented in Chaitanya Charitamrita, like in Rathyatra Prasanga, like in the glorification of Gopinath Acharya to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya on who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Guru said, these are all like the jewels of that of all this like Gauravani. These things would not have been given to this world if not like given to this world like very openly, very generously. If not for this great personality who has taken this, actually he was like the initiator or like the first like general that our Param Gurudev has sent. He Param Gurudev, fulfilling the desire of Prabhupada, he established this Bhakti Vedanta. All his sannyasis are Bhakti Vedanta, but the very first one is already he was already Bhakti Vedanta named before. That is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He took sannyas from our Param Gurudev, but then he was the first one to be like the to spread this. Then of course to continue that and further is reinforced by our Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Gurudev, and now more and more the devotees are appreciating after learning from Srila Swami Prabhupada. Now, how to go deep and understanding, connecting to really what is this Gauravani and how to live like really in these teachings. So these are the fortune of the jivas to be connected to these Bhagavad Gurus. Because of these Bhagavad Gurus, even they may not have taken Diksha from them directly. They may have another Diksha Guru, but because they're following their teachings and all these other gurus right now, the only reason that they're bona fide and they're like attractive is because they're following this Bhagavad Guru. So therefore, they're the ones that giving the power. These Bhagavad Gurus, like our Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, like our Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. So like on this day, we can actually like appreciate this and pray that we can also become like real members of this Bhagavad Guru Parampara. We don't want to reduce this parampara back to the misleading concept, like, oh, this like diksha parampara, like the external diksha. Like sometimes we miss, like, who is your diksha guru? Oh, you have a different diksha guru. Therefore, oh, you're from a different family. No, whoever the diksha guru is, but they are following very nicely our Srila Gurudev Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. They're following Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. They're following the teachings of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then they're in this family. So they are real followers of like Rupa Goswami, because ultimately all these teachings coming from Rupa Goswami. So our Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he is that personality. He is foremost Rupanuga in this modern time. And therefore, he can bless us. We also want to become like him. He can give us the blessings. And especially on this day, he's showing to us we can take shelter of this month and attain perfection. And so therefore they're choosing this day. And on this day, this Vilham Hotsav, just like yesterday and today, many people that we don't see, we see. So it's like a special meeting. And then we're hearing also from them. And then we're seeing also that personality actually that we're remembering today. So very auspicious celebration.
I spoke this morning, but Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Shamate Bhaktadanta Swami Nichinamani Namaste Saraswati Devan Govarvani Pachani Divashesha Sunyavari Pasachari Shatani Omaganatra Namdasa Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Maritam Tenam Tasmai Shi Gurave Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyatmane Shishimad Bhaktivananta Narayani Tanamane Shri Krishna Lila Katane Sadaksama Daya Maduya Ganashtyuktam Tam Rainam Purusan Mahantam Dainam Tam Srasanamami. Srila Prabhupada was born, I believe it was 1894 in Calcutta. And just a few years after his, he was actually like a pandemic they had then, and Prabhupada talked about how people were dying in the streets. And he said he was very small at that time, only maybe like knees up to people's knees. And what stopped this pandemic was that the devotees had went street to street doing Harinam Sankirtan and chanting all over Calcutta at that time. So we can see that that this Harinam Sankirtan is very, very powerful. And then later on, Srila Prabhupada, he was educated. His father was, both his parents were Vaishnavas. His father was definitely a very strong Vaishnava devotee. And even though his mother wanted Srila Prabhupada to go to England and be like a lawyer or barrister, and his father was no, he felt if he sent him, they didn't want that. He wanted his son to be a very strict devotee. So he grew up, and even though having like a small Rath Yatra festivals as a child, he organized that. And later on, like Marge explained how Srila Prabhupada, his friend had taken him to Gaudiya Math, and he had met the Gaudiya Math devotees and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Also in the Guru, Gurudev's biography, Guruji mentions how the Vaishnavas had gone to Prabhupada's house also right around his birth time and given him prasadam and also invited him to the moth at that time. So right from the beginning, like Marj is explaining, you know, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta had told Srila Prabhupada to preach in English and spread these things to the Western countries. And we can see through in the bigger vision that these personalities are actually sent, you know, by Radharani to material world to rescue the fallen conditioned souls, just like in Srila Sridhar Maharaj's book, Loving Search for the Lost Servant, is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to rescue the fallen conditioned souls and bring them back to the spiritual realm, which is also described and gives examples of the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. And so we see that Srila Prabhupada, like we were talking about this morning, was completely dedicated to his spiritual master. And I really think this is the key for success. The Prabhupada's success was that his one-pointedness, and we can see that with Srila Gurudev, we can see that with Prabhuji, or Van Mamraj, so many of these Vaishnavas, that their whole life is all about 24/7 thinking about how to please and fulfill the mission of their spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada was very, very dedicated like that. Even after first meeting Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he always had that in his heart. And even though Prabhupada had never lived in the moth. He a lot of his training, he said, came from Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And also when he came to Mathura, Srila Gurudev explains how Prabhupada was always worried, you know, about if you surrender to Krishna, you'll become a street beggar. And Srila Gurudev explains how, you know, his business went down and this happened and that happened. And finally he, you know, ended up in Mathura with Srila Gurudev. And Srila Gurudev told him to take, you know, you should take sannyas. And shortly after that, Param Gurudev came from Navadweep and probably was given sannyas ceremony. And from there we know that Prabhupada tried preaching in Jhansi. And somewhere or another, the government had, he had one place that he had there, the government had taken it for a ladies' club or something. And so the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Didi that Prabhupada had there was still, it was brought back to Mathura. And Srila Prabhupada was actually one of the founding fathers of the Gaudiya Dansa Samiti. I think it was Bhaktivedanta Kesh Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and some other devotees of the original signing persons that started the Gaudiya Dansa Samiti. And so from there, you know, Srila Prabhupada was in Radha Damodar working on his books, and Srila Gurudev would regularly visit him there. This also is really nicely described in Srila Gurudev's biography, and how Gurudev would go there and they were cooked together and so many things that went on. And from there we know Prabhupada, even though at an advanced age, he, and also Maharaj was pointing out how Prabhupada would pray to Rupa Goswami's Samadhi, and how the Kiratirku would hear him, you know, sweeping and weeping at nighttime that my Guru Maharaj has given me this impossible task. And, you know, he was praying for this mercy. Because I can't, you know, just for us to imagine going to a foreign country with no resources and no real contacts and just on the strength of Guru and Vaishnavas. And even though, like Gurudev, when he said, when, like Maharaj is also explaining how when Gurudev was visiting in the West, his first tour, he was always weeping at a lot of these places and talking about how, you know, that when he came, there's so many devotees there with madangas and kartels and dhotis and saris and these things, and that when Prabhupada came, there was no madangas and dhotis and kartels. It was just basically, you know, like Prabhupada said, even then, you can see in the old black and white videos, he said, I was just wandering the streets and the boys found me. And of course, we know, you know, what Gurudev said, even though Prabhupada externally seemed like he was alone, he was always had, you know, Gauri Thai in his heart, Radha and Krishna, and especially all the orders of the spiritual master and the Guru Parampara. You know, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, all these were there in his heart, although externally it may have seemed that he was all alone. And from there, you know, Prabhupada went to Butler, and they didn't even let him stay in the house. They got him a room at the YMCA, and Prabhupada was able to cook at the house, and this was explained in the Agarwals. And then from there, Prabhupada went to New York, where he met the first devotees, and Maharaj is explaining the hardships he went through with dealing with some crazy people and stealing his typewriter and so many things. But because Prabhupada always said, like we're talking about this morning, he always said, you know, please help me in my mission. He always said that to the devotees, and he always thanked them, you know, even weeping on Bhaktisiddhanta's, I think it was appearance or disappearance day, that, you know, thank you for helping me, you've all been sent here by my spiritual master. So this idea of just making that manobhishta, the order of the spiritual master, one's heart and soul and one's existence. And we can see that Srila Prabhupada did that. And even from his prayers on the Jaladutta that he was writing in his diary, that he completely emptied himself to the order of his Guru Maharaj. And because of that, like Maharaj was pointing out, that you know, all over the world, there's cartels, there's madangas, there's people wearing dhotis and saris, bead bags. It's all because of that. Prabhupada, you know, completely emptying himself to that order. And of course, you know, towards the end, when, you know, I won't go on too long, just we'd like to hear from Prabhuji, but towards the end of his pastimes, and Srila Gurudev had come on Prabhupada's request to put him in his samadhi and to help his disciples. And we can see, like even here, like as people are building buildings here, and I've just noticed the construction, and you can see how first they put the bricks and they build this construction. And then the next phase, they do the finishing, and finally the really fine finishing. And we're very grateful for Srila Gurudev for helping us and introducing us to Vamana Goswami Raj, Sri Vikram Goswami Raj, Prabhuji, Premananda Prabhu, and to helping us, you know, continue on in our bhakti. And I mean, Prabhupada left in 77, and, you know, a lot of us had only been devotees for 3 or 4 years. I mean, the bulk of the devotees came between about 72 and 74. From 66 to 72, there wasn't a whole lot of devotees. The real bulk came in this early 70s. And, you know, we had a lot of faith in Srila Prabhupada, and we had faith in his books. And when Prabhupada was leaving his body, and they asked him, Prabhupada, you know, when you're leaving, like, how are we going to communicate with you? And Prabhupada gave the same instruction that Gurudev gave also, is that through your heart. And he said, through dreams, I will communicate with you, and I will live forever in my books, right? So Prabhupada really emphasized that. And one devotee friend of mine, Rupa Babu, when he was sponsoring Srila Gurudev in Mauritius, Srila Gurudev told him the same thing. He said, how can we do this? And he said, Gurudev said that, if you pray to me, I'll always answer, you know, in your heart. And in that way, this connection, which I have to emphasize with devotees, is that, and Prabhuji was also mentioning in some of his classes also, that, you know, we have to internally connect, you know, through this sincere, heartfelt prayer to the spiritual master. And we can see here in the temple, Prabhuji's established all these murtis of all these different gurus within our parampara, and so many pictures in here. And it's all, if we pray to them, so much mercy will come, right? And it has to be like Prabhuji was saying in his class, not just here and there. It has to be not a moment in the day where we're not seriously, you know, meditating on how to please Shri Guru. So with this, I'll end here, because there's other devotees want to, you know, especially Prabhuji would like to hear from. But I'd just like to thank everyone for helping me. And
Jnana timirandhasya gananjana salakaya chakshur unmilitam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha vancha kalpaturubhasya kripa sindhu bhaivacha patitanam pavanibhu vaishnavibhu namo namaha namavadannaya krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaurati Si Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jivi Gopala Bhatta Dastro Gunath Echai Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jahoite Vignanas Abhishta Puran. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Dayal Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi, Sri Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Kuti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshan Jiv ki jai, Bhakta Vigna Vinasan Karne Shingadev ki jai, Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Jai Sarvashtrapada Giriraj Gordhan Jiv ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jiv ki jai, Jai Vrajamandal Dham ki jai, Urja Pato Karti Pato Niyam Sava Damodar Pato ki jai, Jai Nitrila Prasthama Bhaktivinoda Sai Maharaj Tirubhav Titi Mahamahosav ki jai, Titi Paranukari Bhakta Vinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanandi. Now is, today is, this Kartik month, Damodar month, after Annakut festival, like Krishna inviting all Brajavasis come at Govardhan, this festival for. After Indra, what he is doing? He attacking. He can tolerate. Then Krishna again calling all, come with me. Where? At Govardhan. This is our real center. Real place. There was Swami Prabhupada. What he is doing, you know? He is his family time. Also he giving article is Gaudiya Patrika. In the Bandhu Gaudiya Math. His article name is Back to Godhead. He said, God is light, dark is Maya. And article name, Back to Godhead. After his society is on, then he is giving name, Back to Godhead. No, Back to God, Back to Home. First is article name, Back to Godhead. So Krishna, everybody is saying, hey, your Brajamandal has many house and building, many room at home, but now Indra destroy everything. Indra is everything, not one Indra. He is 33 crores demigods. All are same time attacking or destroying. But Krishna said nothing happened. Come Govardhan near. So now is this time is running. Govardhan puja complete. 7 days, 7 nights. By those they are gone back. After next day, this Utpat, Chitpat, all start terrorist Indra. Not ordinary. Big terrorist. Also he is Catholic. Not ordinary person. He has no faith for Krishna. No faith for Brajavasi. Attacking, destroying all. Then Krishna calling. They are all Brajavasis. And where? Now is look, all are is present, showing on uniform, form, figure. But Giriraj Govardhan inside, all samadhi. All. Outside nothing. No face, no shape, no figure. All inside cave. Meaning all is samadhi inside. Samadhi. All are same. Equal mentality, equal, all our understanding, conception, Krishna, everything. Krishna opening, Krishna caring, and Krishna say entire in this Samadhi center. Not one, two, everybody comes Samadhi center. Here is protection. Therefore, all Gurus go eternally, there continue, where? All Brajavasi in Giriraj Govardhan inside. So anyhow, now, he is writing this, all articles, Back to Godhead. How coming back to Godhead? Now, Gaudiya Patrika, small area distributing. After, he's spreading his mission. He's everywhere going. Or telling only Indian people not going back to Godhead. All Westerners also going back to Godhead. And saying, no, this is not America, not your home and town, not room, or other country. Your hometown, room, and where? Back to Godhead, back to home. This is your at home. Where? In Godhead. Where is Godhead? Where am I? God, only this Brajabhumi, he is headed by Krishna. No Dwarka, no Mathura. Therefore, here he is spreading Brajabhumi's all center, like all countries, one parliament. Brajabhumi has like this, Brajabhumi has all parliament is Giriraj Govardhan, Radhakunda, Shyamkunda. So now he is everywhere, all town, all country, everywhere going, he opening Brajabhumi's branch center. And everybody inviting to come. Then you here is taking training. After I am taking you, this is my responsibility. I'm taking everybody's your permanent residence and hometown is Brajadham. Gurudev going Western country, then he is looking how he spread this mission and how he is preaching and how is people for giving advice and instruction. Gurudev saying, yes, he is all hidden and secret. But now I am explaining. Like all our Goswami is writing many books. Bhishma Chakotakur and Baldavidhasan Prabhu writing purport. And otherwise not possible understanding. So all Guru Vargas, everything is like is very hidden. All verses like is, but no explanation. Then glorify Gurudev is Sai Maharaj. How he is try to taking everybody's where at Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan. These are all permanent residents. But all are forget. This Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami writing, Jive Swarupaya Krishna Nitya Das, Krishna Tatastha Bhakti Bheda Ved Prakash, Swarupaya Sabar Hai Golokati Sthiti, Jivas, all residence is where. Therefore, he is many places explaining, I am come from Golok Vrindavan, now going is, back is my Golok Vrindavan. Why? I am forget him, left him, I am distanced to him, I am in Maya now. How going back? Therefore, he arranging journey of Vrindavan, Golok, journey of Golok Vrindavan. So this traveling for is arranging everything. Many guard, many guardian, many authority, many helper, many servant, everything arranging. Mostly their offices has all this. Or branch office opening Vrindavan center, there is all places, only not Krishna alone. Krishna alone then, Krishna not possible is take all responsibility. Everywhere, Srimati Radharani. Also, other side, he is starting this revolution, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu's, this Sankirtan Dharma. So these things, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami writing, Kali Yuga Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtanam, Krishna Shakti Vinataha Nahi Pravartan. Kali Yuga Nama Sankirtanam Yuga Dharma. Everybody try to easily following, but no taste, no greed, no desire. They following other process, many other process. Yoga, this exercise, all many types of other process they following. But this process is everything is useless. But Kali Yuga Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtanam, so why not following? Oh, Krishna Shakti Vinataha Nahi Pravartan. So who is giving Krishna Shakti? Then Nama for desire increasing, and Nama for greed coming, Nama sadhana for will be expert, this is need Krishna Shakti. So anybody has bhakti, they are giving shakti. No Krishna bhakti, then how Krishna bhakti rasa coming? Naam chintamani, but Krishna chaitanya rasa vigraha. Purna suddha nitya mukta abhinvata namanamina. Naam and namin non difference. And naam rasa vigraha, but this rasa not coming our near. So Swami Prabhupada this came and he is saying, okay, I am all collecting my Guru Vargas near to after I am distributing. Not other thing. Mixture is not possible. Many people doing mixture. Naam chanting, okay, then worshipping also Durga, Kali, Ganesh, Hanuman, other. They're doing mixtures, khichdi. Everything mixing and make khichdi. But this is not helpful. Not horrible. Not ananya. Not appointed. Therefore, Naam Sankirtanam, how I am following, therefore his teachings. Follow Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. And he is himself, every day after Mangal Arati, he is chanting and calling all are with me, you also practicing. Why? Brahma Murta, Brahma Shakti. Other time, mantra, yeah, Harinam continue chanting, this is good. But is Brahma Murta giving his time? That time chanting, then is reality, real fruits coming. Otherwise, now, like Krishna going Gocharan, cows with his forest and jungle. I am chanting Krishna mantra and calling Krishna. Krishna says, why you are disturbing me? Why again and again calling me? Brahma Murta, that time Krishna giving everybody's bliss and everybody's everything mercy giving. But other time, his other time, midnight, Rasa's time, then you calling mantra chanting, then what doing? He's disturbing you, he's sending Maya Devi or giving him some dharmartha kamukhya. Therefore telling koti janma karjadi naam sankirtan tabutana paya Krishna pade pramodhan. Krishna what giving? Dharmartha diya Krishna jan palaiya. Bhukti mukti diya jan palaiya. Krishna bhukti naden rakhen lukaiya. So you are any time thinking, oh, now I am chanting, now I am any practicing, I am doing this and that. Krishna says this is not his proper time and mood. I give you time. That time you call me, I am with you, then I am not cheating in you, not giving bhukti mukti. I am giving bhakti, prema bhakti giving. But my choice, my desire, I am independent. As you say, I am doing? No. Therefore, Swami Maharaj, early morning, after Mangal Arati, sun arising, no guarantee. But Mangal Arati will be Brahma Murta, 4:30. 4 o'clock to starting. Any country, anywhere. They are everything connected with his Nitya Lila. Now is computerized, new yuga, computer yuga. They are choosing, no. This time is not good, this time is not good, this time is not good. But Guru Varga was saying, Prabhupada was saying, hey, waking early morning, 4:30, definitely will be arati. After you, and Tilakannik before, after you chanting Harinam Mahamantra. Then Mahamantra helpful for you. But don't forget, Smartibha Satam Vishnu, Vismartibha Najatujit, Sarve Vidhi Nishadaya, Sunetebha Kinkaraha. You are kinkar of God, then you continue chanting and remembering natural love. But I have no natural love. Then I am practicing. The school time not going school, you say no. Midnight going school. Otherwise, I am going midday school. School time is fixed. You are coming this time. But I say, no, I am not going. So then you are independent. The Guru Varga telling, your bhajan, your sadhana, everything will be connected and related to the Nitya Lila. Nitya Lila, rasamaya. Otherwise, Jala Lila, ordinary world, you are staying and following this ordinary base, then is not is working. Many million lives after, you coming this process and line. Therefore, our vision will be all time Guru Varga's footstep. How they are following, what they are following, what they doing, what their instruction, advice, and that things, our vision, our end object. So, Maharaj, this Gaudiya Patrika, after Bhagavata Patrika, there is also his article coming. After he is opening the center and then preaching, then his all magazines and books running. But this is Prabhupada Shrestha Guru time telling Vaikunthiya Bhattavaho, peon. Yeah, Vaikunthiya Dut, Vaikunthiya Bhatta. Same Prabhupada saying, oh, this is my magazine, my books, there is one general, one army. Where from? Or Golok Vrindavan to came. There all are present. They are going anywhere, automatically there is that books is today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, like blooming. And like automatic, everybody is attacking and helping. They're reading, they're offering respect, looking, other they are present, automatic changing, all atmosphere. Therefore, these books is distributing is necessary. Otherwise, this is all power is there, all types of power. Nothing. This Bhagavat for telling, Dehato Adhito Bhavanumadito, Bhavanupatito. Anybody, no reading, only Bhagavat is there near. Gita Bhagavatam present. Oh, Gita Bhagavat automatic helping. How helping? Changing, cleaning, purifying. And after, they are giving his desire and ego. Good. What? Reading for, respecting for, understanding for. All power there present. Swami Prabhupada, this first time, he is printing books. And he is starting the distribution for. Anybody distributing, they are also getting benefit. Anywhere going, one day no understanding, two day no understanding, 1 month, 2 months, 1 year after the understanding, 1 generation after understanding. Very helpful. So this Maharaj is today, this appears day, praying. He is our spiritual master, meaning our God family is big part and God expansion. Therefore, he is giving this Krishna Shakti, then possible Naam Chintamani and Naam with relation, Naam chanting for desire and greed. Otherwise, Koti Janma Kare Jodi Naam Sankirtan, Tabutana Paya Krishna Pade Brahmadhan. Koro life, you chanting, Krishna Prem not coming. Prema Bhakti not coming. Under guidance of this Guru Varga, then is Naam is real Swarup understanding. So now today here, in evening hearing Harikatha, tomorrow, next Bhakti Srup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj appears the following. God Pramanande.